Hello boys and girls, it's Daniel here again. So something just happened. I was trying to get a different intro, like a different signing for this episode, but then it didn't sound right. I stopped, deleted it, and had to stick with my hello boys and girls, because it's just free, it just flows. You know, you just say it and it just comes out nice. But I'll still look out for better ways to start each episode. I definitely would do that. This is the first Monday in the month of September. Yes, this is the fifth day of the ninth month of 2022. How was your weekend, first of all? I hope yours was not as stressful as mine. How did your Sunday go? How has Monday been for you? Yeah, for those of you who went to work, for those of you who went to school, for those of you who stayed at home, those of you who work from home, yes, my remote people, how has Monday been so far? I trust it has been beautiful. It has been for me. Yeah, this week is beautiful. I can smell it. Oh yes. You guys think I will talk about it live? So yesterday, Manchester United beat Arsenal, and this win was very, very dear to me for the particular reason that Arsenal fans have been bragging that they are on an invincible streak. I genuinely do not understand. Arsenal has not played any serious club up until yesterday, and they lost that match. I know how everybody was laughing at Manchester United after game week 2. Oh, Eric Ten Hag this, Eric Ten Hag that. Look at us now. See, these things, good things take time. I'm just going to say from all of this, good things take time. Just all of you should just prepare. This season, prepare. This is not like previous season that I was saying something and then at the end of the season, I'll start lamenting. Just this season, prepare to be shocked. Anyway, I'll be talking about something today that it came to, not, it's not something I just realized anyway. It's not something that I noticed recently. It's something that I have seen, not experienced per se, but come in close contact with. I'm like, okay, I think it's nice that it will make much sense if I talk about this on the podcast. And that is the issue of emotional intelligence. Plenty times we want to sound so blunt, so frank, so true that we do not mean words, that we, in that bid to pass a point, in that bid to pass across a message, we lose our humanity. Yes, I'm going to tell you the truth. Oh, no, see, the truth is always bitter. You have to accept what I'm saying because it's the truth. Yes, you can say the truth and still be a human being. You would not die. You can genuinely say the truth and still be a human being. You can pass across a message and the other person would not feel hurt. And everybody would be fine. Nothing's going to happen to you. Trust me. It's getting tiring that people make certain comments, people give certain remarks, people talk to other individuals without the iota of empathy, without an iota of sympathy in their tone. You just talk and say, I'm just going to say this thing the way it is because this is how I see it. It genuinely doesn't make sense. Yes, you might be passing a point, but at what expense? At the expense of the other person's mind, or how the person is going to feel. Oh, I do not care how you're going to feel. I do not care if you're going to feel hurt, if you're going to feel pain, if you're going to feel sad. Like, does that make sense to you? Because it genuinely doesn't make sense to me. How can you say, I do not care how you're going to feel, and then you go ahead and say something that's very hurtful? Like, why? Why exactly would you do something like that to a fellow human being? See, you are no different from someone who bullies. You are no different from someone who trolls. Just that you are saying it packaged with English and sense, which at the end of the day doesn't get across to the person you're talking to, because in your bid to make sense and make a point, you have bodied all that plenty talk with harsh truth. Emotional intelligence is a thing. See, you can have the highest IQ in this world, but if you do not know how to be intelligent emotionally, my guy, you are dull. That's just the truth, and that's a harsh truth. Do you see how that feels? Do you see how that feels? It doesn't sound right here. That's exactly how it feels when you try to pass across a harsh truth without first of all thinking about how the other person, the receiver, is going to feel. Please put all of this into considerations when you're trying to pass a message, when you're trying to pass a truth, when you're trying to make sense to someone, when you're trying to correct someone. Yes, you can correct, but you can also correct in love. You can discipline, but you should also discipline in love. You can make suggestions, but let your suggestions be made in love. Let your criticisms be made with love. Let everything you say, let every word that comes out of your mouth be coated with so much love that the receiver can pick out what you are trying to say and learn. Because if you just spend 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes ranting and talking and there is no change from the receiver's end, you've wasted time. You've wasted time, and there has not been an exchange of whatever you tried to do there. So put this at the back of your mind as you go into the week, as you go, as we continue the Ember months. Watch what you say. Emotional intelligence is a thing. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again tomorrow, beautiful people, ciao.